KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly to mostly sunny this afternoon, a high near 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Topping the news this hour, police in Red Oak are investigating the death of a man whose body was found early this morning as a homicide. According to reports, police found the body of a man thought to be in his 20s. The victim suffered from a gunshot wound. His body was discovered at around 4:30 a.m. No other details are currently available. Two Central Iowa men were arrested early this morning on theft and interference with official acts charges in Creston. Authorities say 19-year-olds Nate Lee and Gator Kuth, both of Des Moines, were taken into custody at around 1:16 a.m. at Highway 34 and Industrial Parkway in Creston. Both men were being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each. And 37-year-old Dustin Kilgore of Creston was arrested at around 11 p.m. Tuesday for public intoxication. Kilgore was later released on a $300 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office says two women were arrested on theft charges Monday. 43-year-old Melinda Ann Starkey of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for theft in the second degree. She was being held for Union County in the Ringgold County Jail. And 35-year-old Katie Lorraine Campbell of Lorimore was arrested and then transferred from the Clark County Jail to the Ringgold County Jail, where she was held on a Union County warrant for theft in the second degree. Both women were being held on $5,000 bond each. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports 36-year-old Tanya Lynn Snyder of Audubon was arrested at around 11 p.m. Saturday for assault on a peace officer and interference with official acts. Snyder was arrested following an incident at the Audubon County Jail after she was arrested by Audubon police. She was later released from custody after appearing before a magistrate. Two people were arrested Monday night in Audubon County. 61-year-old Douglas Dwayne Morgan of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 9 p.m. on a charge of driving while barred following an incident that occurred near Leroy Street and South Park Place in Audubon. Morgan was being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A passenger in a vehicle, 54-year-old Virginia Catherine Raisbrook, also of Council Bluffs, was arrested on two Audubon County warrants. She was charged with possession of cocaine following an investigation into an incident that happened in March at a residence in Brayton. The incident remains under investigation. Raisbrook was also charged with 13 counts of violation of a no-contact order, stemming from an investigation into a violation that happened with an inmate at the Audubon County Jail. She was being held on $1,300 bond. A man wanted on a warrant for probation violation was arrested at his home Monday afternoon in Trainer. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports 22-year-old Tanner Joseph Matthews of Trainer was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. Elsewhere in the news, specialists with Iowa Workforce Development have been helping the workers at the Ferrara Candy Company in Creston after the announcement was made last week the plant would be closing later this year. IWD's Elizabeth Wagon says the good news is that they have some time before the more than 200 workers are out of a job.
In this case with Ferrara's, they won't be closing until December, so that gives us some time to actually plan and think out these services a little more than, you know, if a company comes in and, you know, they're done working as of that date. So even though it's an unfortunate situation, it does give us and our community leaders time to plan.
Wagon says another positive factor is the state unemployment rate is low and many companies have been looking for workers to fill jobs. She says workforce development got calls soon after the Ferrara announcement from some 40 businesses who are interested in the company's workers.
We know that they have skill sets that other businesses are eager to take these employees on, but there will be people that they may want to change their careers at this time of life.
She says workers who want to move into a different direction can get help with training to learn new skills. Wagon said she did a quick online search and found some 664 jobs are available in the 8-county area, which means there are opportunities available.
And that doesn't include one of those positions. Might be one company that's looking for, you know, five positions in the same company. So that number is actually much higher than the 664, but there are employment opportunities out there.
While the prospect of finding a new job looks good for the Ferrara workers, she says they will still be dealing with the emotional loss of a job they may have had for years.
If I lose my job, it's not just losing some of my income. It's also losing friends that I've worked with for 10 plus years. You're losing the routine of getting up every day, going to your job. It's losing what you know how to do best. So that takes time.
She says workforce development also helps workers cope with the psychological impact of losing their job. Wagon says it's something that they talk about in the community and remind everyone about.
Don't expect people just, you know, to be on their top of spirits, because it takes time. We know that we're going to, you know, support these employees and make sure that they find the next career that's right for them. But it's going to take time for them to cope with this.
And she says they've been meeting with employees and will continue meeting with them and others in the community to prepare them for the plant closing. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.